You are now listening to the Nutrition for Kids podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Barron, and together we will be going on a journey to learn more about food, nutrition, and health. This podcast is brought to you from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We thank them for having cared for these lands and waters and look forward to working with them in partnership as we continue to build this great city together. I also want to extend my gratitude to the University of British Columbia's Food, Nutrition, and Health course led by Dr. Candice Rideout. Are you a picky eater? If you are, I will let you in on a little secret. You are not alone. I was once in your shoes. I would spend hours staring at my plate, struggling to finish those yucky greens, and just wait for dessert. I mean, who even likes to eat spinach? Gross. But fear not, I am an example of someone who has been able to push past that initial fear, and now I love to eat my veggies. Zucchini, Brussels sprouts, and eggplant. My mouth is just watering thinking about them. I hope that this podcast can provide a safe space for you or a loved one to learn more about picky eating and to move past that initial fear of trying new cuisines. In the next few episodes, we will be going on a journey that follows the stories of three young children living in Canada, South Sudan, and Mexico. As we listen to them, we will learn more about their favorite home-cooked foods, authentic cuisines, and how they have learned how to adopt healthy eating habits. Please note that these are fictional stories and that they are not meant to harm or offend any person or group of individuals. With that said, let's dive right in. Hey, Mom, do I have to finish my greens? It was a Friday night, and my family and I were gathered around the Shabbat table. I watched the candles as they flickered in front of me. The smell of my mother's challah wafted through the house. Challah is a special bread of Eastern European origin in Ashkenazi Jewish cuisine, usually braided and typically eaten on ceremonial occasions, such as Shabbat and major Jewish holidays. Challah is an example of a carbohydrate, which is a major macronutrient and one of your body's primary sources of energy. I pushed my peas around on my plate. Why did I have to finish my greens? Challah was so much tastier. Its cinnamon and raisin insides made for the most delicious sensation in my mouth. Then I saw it, a dish my mother had never made for us before. What is that? I asked, staring at the plate of what looked to be pancakes. My mother took her fork and plopped one of the strange-looking pancakes onto my plate. Try it, she said. Tentatively, I took a bite. The most amazing taste burst into my mouth. Wow, what was that? Falafel, she said. Falafel is a popular Middle Eastern food made of a mixture of chickpeas, or fava beans, fresh herbs, and spices that are formed into small patties or balls. It's thought that falafel originated in Egypt as people looked for a hearty replacement for meat during long seasons of fasting or Lent. It has also become a popular vegan food in Egypt and throughout the Middle East. This food is an example of a complementary protein. In other words, it combines two incomplete proteins, which are legumes and cereals, to provide all the required amino acids found in complete proteins. To make falafel, ingredients are usually put into a food processor until the result is a gritty blend. Aside from the beans, other ingredients are typically used to make falafel, which include onions, garlic, and spices like cumin and coriander. That blend is then made into balls, refrigerated, and deep-fried or baked. The most popular method of preparing a falafel is frying. There are also many added nutritional benefits of eating falafel. Did you know that this food tends to be relatively low in cholesterol, low on the glycemic index scale, and high in protein? Also, it's full of complex carbs and fiber, which are good for a healthy gut and regular bowel movements. A new report published by the World Health Organization concludes that over 25 grams of fiber every day provides great health benefits, helping protect against cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and other health issues. However, most people aren't even coming close to that number. This is even more concerning for children, as many of today's popular diets are low-carb diets, which turn their back on fiber even more. So how can you make sure you eat enough fiber? The key, as you might have guessed, lies in one word: plants. Foods of animal origin do not contain dietary fiber, so here are a few ideas to help you reach 30 grams a day. 1. You can try eating cereals. 2. You can also try lentils, such as the falafel I mentioned earlier. Fruits and whole wheat are also great alternatives. Falafel is such a great example of a food that has a lot of fiber in it. If you are interested in creating this dish, check out the link below to find more about how you can create falafel at home. What are some other foods that you love? Leave a comment below to share some of your own tips and recipes. If you are interested in learning more, check out the resources in the description box below. Thank you for listening, and tune in for our next episode.